What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Captain Marvel and how Disney are kind of been sliding it into kind of all their products to really kind of start pushing this one here. But before we do that, remember to hit that subscribe button if you are on audio or video platforms. It really does help. So first off, they have announced that Captain Marvel is going to be joining the Disney Cruise Line in 2019. They've also announced she's going to be a meet and greet character at Disneyland Paris, and one would assume that she's also going to be coming to Disneyland as well at some point. Disney World starts getting a little bit difficult. I have a feeling that she probably will be coming to Walt Disney World because I don't think she was part of the Avengers US, the Universal deal that they did, a bit like how Doctor Strange and the Guardians of the Galaxy can appear at Walt Disney World, but I'm sure we'll find out that a little bit closer near the time. What do you think? Do you think she's included in that deal?
I doubt it. Captain Marvel really didn't become big at Marvel or Disney as a push from them until 2015, I want to say. Maybe 2012, give or take. But either way, I don't think they were part of that deal. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see if she does show up. But I would be very surprised if she didn't, because right now, Disney really needs more women meet and greet characters, because at Disney World, I think they really only have Gamora and Nebula, and they obviously don't use Nebula very often for obvious reasons. And Gamora, you know, again, kind of morally gray area, maybe not the best meet and greet character, so they really do need a woman character. Captain Marvel fits the bill. Disneyland Paris will obviously like having another character who's not Black Widow, because that's basically what they have. So
yeah, it's when I sort of saw this, it was like, this is great. You know, it's good to see Disney are already kind of ramping up. She's going to be a mainstream character. Going to see what happens with this movie. I think we're going to see a lot more of this going up in 2019, where she is really going to be pushed to the top of the forefront of because Disney want her up there. They want. The only thing is, I still have a problem with her being called Captain Marvel, because I don't like typing the word Marvel's Captain Marvel. It would have been better if they like rebranded her into something. And then you have Miss Marvel. It's a little bit, have Marvel. It's just like, it's a little bit over. Can you do it? But
we don't talk about Marvel. Marvel was an abomination. the history of her name, Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel now, of course, going to another character, but Carol was originally Miss Marvel. The whole thing is just like a giant, fascinating history at Marvel and DC. Yeah. Because the whole reason they had a Captain Marvel in the first place, and I'm very much oversimplifying this, was DC had a character named Captain Marvel, and one of the companies that preceded Marvel was like, no, if we're going to have the name Marvel, we are going to have Captain Marvel. And then they created the character. Stan Lee actually did it. And then that wasn't Carol, but she became the successor to it, and so on and so forth. It's this giant interconnected fight thing, which is kind of fun. So that Marvel fought so hard to get the Captain Marvel name that they were going to stick it on something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've got two Captain Marvel movies next year, basically, because Shazam obviously was Captain. Did they still call him that, or did they just,
they did for a very long time, but it was never like in official marketing. It would show up in the comics and people would be like, oh, that's a Marvelous character or something like that. But no, he hasn't actually been called Captain Marvel except by internet fan boys and girls. For at least a couple decades. Maybe a one-off mention here and there. But yeah, Shazam, the Zachary Levi character in the DC universe coming next year, I think, that was originally the first Captain Marvel. He's not allowed to be called that anymore.
No, it's definitely a bit odd, but it's nice. It's going to be interesting where they go with this. I think she is about to be cut. I do feel Disney are going to want to push her. I think already announcing that she's going to be, you know, at Disneyland Paris on Disney, you know, 6 months out. You know, they are building up this anticipation for what, you know, and whether, I mean, to me, she's been like this whole thing of like, I talked about like the synergy thing between of how Disney, when they want to push something, they will integrate it into every little line. So you've noticed this character, and they've been doing it for years. because my knowledge of Captain Marvel has been increasing because of this synergy of them bringing them into, like, look at Marvel versus Capcom 4 video game that came out like a year ago. She was a major character in that. She's been a major part of lots of the different video games, the mobile games. She's part of this Marvel Rising video animated series, the comic books and stuff. They're all pushing her to the forefront. And this has been something that's been going on for a long time. So when she comes out, we're all so much more familiar with it. It's almost like, oh, this is a new character, but it's familiar at the same time. And it's that weird thing. And this is where Disney can use their magic of, like, softly bringing her in. So when people are in the parks and they see this girl, woman, and it's like, well, who's she? Captain Marvel. Oh, right. Okay. And it will just bring in this right across everything.
Yeah. And they've done it very well. Cause like you mentioned, they've got, you know, her getting added into the TV shows, the video games, the mobile games. She's all over the mobile games right now. And has been for a while. I think, what is it? The Avengers. It's not Assemble. That was the previous series. But the current Avengers animated series has a heavy, heavy focus on Captain Marvel, has for the last couple of years. They have been pushing her. And I think, you know, that end cut scene from Avengers Infinity War where Nick Fury is dialing on his interdimensional whatever thingy. And the number of people like, wait, what was that supposed to be? Kind of worked in that sense where they would go to their nerd friends. I know I had tons of people that were coming up to me. What was the end scene in Infinity War? I'm like, oh, that's Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers. Here's a link you can read about her. And it just that second hand, like, what is this? And researching it yourself or having someone give you the information really kind of gets you involved with the character. So
it's this kind of thing of like a character just keeps building on this character's things. And I mean, I've been reading some of the comic books and stuff lately to kind of catch up. But when I saw these announcements, it was just like, this makes so much sense of what they're doing. And also, like you say, it makes, you know, she's standing there next to Captain America and Iron Man, and they're going to want to push her, and they're going to want to push it. You know, sometimes you might get a little bit of a pushback from fans if it's not very good. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think between that and Infinity War, they are really going to push her as a top tier superhero, and she's going to be one for years to come. So I'm really glad that they've kind of already kind of put it out there, because they didn't do this. They don't normally do this with like the Guardians of the Galaxy, which they've also announced are coming. They didn't do that before they got announced. You know, that was kind of like afterwards. Oh no, this is a big hit. We'll do something with them. Black Panther. They didn't announce that 6 months ahead of, you know, that he was coming to Disneyland or anything like that. It's the fact that they've done that with Captain Marvel really shows that they are pushing her forward.
Yeah, and they kind of have to. I mean, to a degree, they had to with Black Panther as well. I don't know really why they didn't, but maybe the success of Black Panther caught them by surprise. But they really do have to with Captain Marvel, because when you get down to it, like I was saying earlier in this episode, they don't have that female presence in the meet and greets the way they really want to. And I think they're kind of still feeling that bloody nose that Wonder Woman gave them, because the DC movies are not supposed to be good. Mm-hmm. And with the exception of that movie, Wonder Woman, they're not. But they kind of beat Marvel to the punch with the girl power movie that's actually really, really good. And so now they've got to go, no, we listened. We have our Wonder Woman. Her name's Captain Marvel. Here she is. She's awesome. And you can go and meet her right now very, very soon in Disneyland or on the cruises. And they're kind of recovering on the PR, but that's why it's more important that they get that PR out there faster.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be, as a whole, you're going to get ready for, I think once we get past Christmas, you're going to see this movie's going to be pushed hard. And they're going to push this in a very kind of strong way, because I think not only is it going to be in the movie's going to be important, but also her going forward into the Avengers and into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so she is going to be a bigger thing. I don't think they ever really did that enough, like with Scarlet Witch and like Black Widow. I mean, I'd love to see them do something a bit more with the Black Widow, but the Black Widow's always got the problem of she's just a human being spy, and therefore that automatically puts her as a less powerful. I know when I was in the Disney store last week and I was walking around in the toy section, what was the only figure that was reduced of the toy box figures? The Black Widow. There was piles of them. there was thousands of dolls and stuff. They pushed her too much. And they didn't bring out enough merchandise for her when they needed it. But then they had too much, and it's not selling as well as other toys because they've not been pushing her as a strong character.
Yeah, they really haven't done a good job of pushing the Black Widow character. And there's very much a mixed message when it comes to that character. Because while she is the strong woman character, you know, she can hold her own in a fight. She's standing side by side with Captain America and Iron Man and the Hulk and all that stuff. She's also a character that kind of sometimes you're like, is this really the one that I want to be pushing forward? What kind of message am I sending with this character? So the Captain Marvel character at least has that same kind of Captain America thing where you can just go, she's wholesome and she's, you know, American and she's values and all that stuff. Whereas Black Widow is a little bit harder to do that because she is by nature, you know, behind the scenes, she's supposed to, you know, do the espionage stuff. And espionage isn't always, you know, the moral choice. It's kind of you got to get your hands dirty to do the things that other people won't. And it's harder to pitch that as what you want to be selling to your younger customers. So,
yeah, I mean, I read both of the Black Widow novels that came out in the last few years, and they were both really good. And it'd be nice to see them do something with this. But yeah, it definitely feels like I'm hoping that they do go ahead with that movie. I mean, I know we got a Scarlet Witch TV show as well. It's apparently in the works for the Disney streaming network. But Captain Marvel, I think, is definitely going to be the forefront. But we'll have to know what you guys think of all of this stuff going on with Captain Marvel in the comments below or on social media. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. And James, where can they find you?
You can find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.